feeling well.
Gang is a name for you that's very puny, very poorly, very, very poorly. He never stops, it keeps getting worse and worse as he tells you about it. We all laugh about Quinn's puny, because he's well over 6 feet tall, and weighs, I suppose, right 200 pounds.
Puny.
Magnificent figure, man. And hair as white as snow, and his face is just as florid as red. And he has beautiful brown eyes. He's handsome. That snow white hair, and he's a fairly young man. He would be 50.
My goodness, and he's puny, huh?
And he's puny all the time. Well, he has arthritis.
Oh.
And he has a good insurance, and it pays $200 a month, so it pays to stay puny.
Yeah.
And all the relatives will say that, and I don't know if Quinn isn't a lazy man either, because he loves to fish and go around and do things, reads.
Can he do that when he's puny?
He's still very poorly and puny, and he's still doing all of that.
That's good that he can pull himself together. What did you call arthritis before you called it arthritis?
Rheumatism, I think. It's just a general term for all of them now. Each ache is a different kind of ache. And I don't think anybody knows the difference. If you have rheumatism, be arthritis or rheumatoid, anything. But in that class, I think, because I don't think there's practically any difference.
What would you say about a person who takes no pride in anything?
Oh, they're slovenly or careless.
And a person who makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what?
Stubborn.
A person who takes offense at little things habitually?
Yes. High-tempered, disagreeable.
Is the term touchy ever used?
Touchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good term for that.
Now, how about a person who, say, gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning and walks down a railroad track, maybe has a house full of stuffed owls, and collects old biscuits?
Oh, he'd be a kind of an eccentric. There's another word, more common word than that, but I can't think of it.
Queer?
Queer. Touched in the head.
Would be, too, wouldn't he?
I think that's a better term.
If you have a bull in the pasture, superstition has it that if you wave a red flag at him, you'll do what to him?
You charge him, but he won't. They're not susceptible to color at all. Now, they do that in the bull fighting, but I don't think that it causes them. I think when the bull gets out there and sees this person moving, no matter if he just do his hands and wave his hands without the flag, he would just be as apt to charge him as you.
Makes a better show with the flag.
No, yes. Wave a red flag in front of the bull has always been a term of starting anybody off on a temper tantrum.
If a group of people is upset and excited and you don't want them to be, what would you say to them?
Calm them. Try to calm them.
And in the evening, after you've done a hard day's work, you say you're what?
Tuckered out. That's the term you want.
And does this mean you're completely?
Completely exhausted, I think, when you get tuckered out.
It's tuckered out. What if you're not that far gone?
When you're just tired.
And, I moved out of now. If children are making a lot of noise, what would you tell them?
Be quiet.